What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, our midweek look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The first step is taken for the transition of government. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, held a meeting at the Las Garzas Palace with José Raúl Molino, who was elected last Sunday as the country's leader. Molino arrived at the palace at 2:51 p.m. He got out of a white truck and he was accompanied by the journalist Rafael Berrocal and the lawyer Aníbal Galindo, who in the past led the extinct Patriotic Union Party with Molino. Cortizo was waiting for him there, who was also wearing a suit. His was navy blue. He had a pin with the Panamanian flag and was wearing a mask, and they shook hands and entered the presidency of the Republic. Seconds later, both left the Palacios de las Garzas and greeted the media before re-entering. The meeting lasted about 45 minutes. The European Union congratulated on Tuesday the new elected president of Panama, José Raúl Molino, for his victory in last Sunday's elections and assured that it will continue working with the country to promote bilateral cooperation. The EU congratulates the winning candidate, José Raúl Molino, on his victory and looks forward to working with the new president and his administration. A spokesperson for the EU High Representative for Foreign and Security Affairs, Josep Borrell, said in a statement. The Community Diplomatic Service stressed that Panama and the EU are like-minded partners who share a commitment to democracy, human rights and the rule of law. The EU wishes to continue collaborating to boost bilateral cooperation and promote international relations based on multilateralism and international law, he indicated. The European Union also congratulated the people of Panama for having participated in democratic and orderly elections and for their firm commitment to democracy as demonstrated by the high electoral participation. The EU appreciated that the provisional results published by the Electoral Court point to a clear result and that they have already been recognised by all the presidential contenders as well as by the current president. On the occasion of these elections, the European Union deployed a mission of electoral experts to carry out a technical evaluation of the electoral process. The candidates proclaimed for the different popularly elected positions have until May the 20th now to present the final report on campaign income and expenses for the private financing of their campaigns, indicated Isidoro Carbonell, Director of Political Financing Supervision of the Electoral Tribunal. Carbonell emphasised that those proclaimed candidates who do not comply with this obligation within 15 days after the general election will not receive their credentials. This requirement applies to both elected candidates and those who were not elected. If the report is not delivered, economic sanctions proportional to the electoral position will be applied. Presidential candidates who do not submit their report on time will be fined $2,000, while deputies, mayors and some representatives and councillors in constituencies with more than 10,000 voters will face a fine of $1,000, and for the rest of the candidates, the fine will be $200. The report must also be submitted by those candidates who resigned during the electoral process. It can be submitted to the Income and Expense Registration System or manually at any of the offices of the Tribunal Electoral. Eduardo Gaitán, 27 years old, made history in the elections on the 5th of May. With the independent banner of the Vamos coalition, he not only cornered the political veterans of the Democratic Revolutionary Party in Mollerena, this is in the 8-2 circuit, San Miguelito, but also became the most voted deputy in the country. He obtained 64,869 votes, according to statistics from the Electoral Tribunal's unofficial results transmission system. Gaitán visited the editorial office of La Prensa and spoke informally with journalists from this medium. He said that he made the campaign for deputy more economical and more effective. Less than $10,000 was spent. He spoke of the impulse that his parents gave him and that of the first thing that he will do when he arrives at the National Assembly, starting the 1st of July. In the intricate political framework of the National Assembly, Gabriel Silva, independent deputy and leader of the Vamos coalition, made it clear that they're willing to build bridges with various groups as long as they seek the well-being of the country. In an interview with TVN, Silva emphasized that the conversations are open. In fact, the deputy extended an invitation to his colleagues from different political groups of free nomination to engage in pertinent conversations over the next 2 months. According to Silva, the objective would be to establish a common agenda based on principles and values with the purpose of improving the management of the National Assembly. The leader of the Other Path movement, MOCA, this is Ricardo Lombana, also expressed a similar position, pointing out that the inclusion of the Vamos deputies, along with those of his party, would modify the panorama in the National Assembly. The youth have spoken, loud and clear, and politics has undergone a significant change. The changes are progressive, and my greatest satisfaction lies in the fact that the youth have come out forcefully to express their voice, Lombana emphasized. Following the same line, the president of Cambio Democratico, Romelu Roux, congratulated the Vamos coalition and other independents through his social networks. Roux described the situation in the assembly as a revolution that the country needed and recognized the leadership of Juan Diego Vázquez and Gabriel Silva in this movement. Now we must all work for Panama, concluded Roux. The first settlement court of criminal cases applied a sentence of 80 months in prison to the candidate for Central American Parliament, Parlacen, by free nomination, Meti Pellegrini, Carmen Alicia Puerto de Leon, Carlos Alberto Pellegrini, Hernan Cortes Rodriguez, and Raul Dimitrio Phillips, by the commission of the financial crime to the detriment of the liquidated brokerage firm Financial Pacific. In a ruling dated the 18th of April and signed by Judge Aqueda Renteria, it is also reported that they are suspended from exercising public functions for the same period as the prison sentence. The judge also ordered the seizure of several properties, apartments and bank accounts belonging to the defendants. According to the operative part of the decision made by Judge Renteria, these properties were acquired with funds belonging to the Financial Pacific Brokerage House. The investigation began following a complaint filed by the Financial Pacific directors, Wes Valdez and Ivan Clare, about alleged fraud in damages to the sum of up to $12 million. According to investigations, Meti Pellegrini, who served as head of treasury at Financial Pacific, used assets from the brokerage house to create a series of businesses and purchase several real estate properties to benefit her family members. During part of the process, which began in 2015, Meti Pellegrini was detained in a cell at the Judicial Investigation Directorate, the DIJ, but was later granted a precautionary measure of house arrest. On March the 19th, this same court postponed until the 23rd of April a trial against Meti Pellegrini, Ivan Clare, Wes Valdez, Jose Ricoate, Hein, and Oscar Rodriguez for the alleged commission of the crime of aggravated fraud to the detriment of K-Bank International in January of 2023. In this case, the Superior Court for Settlement of Criminal Cases opened a criminal case in this case, concluding that the defendants, through fraudulent machinations, induced the foreign company to transfer money to Financial Pacific's bank account. And just to finalise today, one thing I do enjoy reading in the La Prensa is the comments by Rodrigo Noriega. And I thought it would repeat, so I hope you don't mind. Rodrigo, the electoral results on Sunday the 5th of May present a complicated scenario for the rule of law, good governance and the sustainable development of the country. An elected president who has promised to give help to former President Ricardo Martinelli and who has said that the political persecution is over can represent a clear challenge to the judicial branch, that same body that in a waltz step with the electoral court let the person who is now the elected president run against the Constitution. Fortunately, on the 5th of May, the young people went to vote, and caused the great avalanche of deputies by free nomination, turning the Vamos bench into the largest in the National Assembly. Using approximate figures and excluding Deputy Zulay Rodriguez, the authentic free nomination deputies must be about 20. If we add the 4 from the Other Path movement, the 8 from the Panamanista Party and the 2 from the Popular Party, we have a large total of 34 deputies. If a handful more of the 8 Democratic Change deputies are obtained, the magical number of 36 would be exceeded, and that is Vamos and his other allies would control the National Assembly. Let's be clear. The country needs a Chinese wall in the Justo Rosamena Palace with 36 deputies or more. The President, Vice President, Secretary and Deputy Secretary, General of the Assembly are appointed. The Comptroller General of the Deputy Comptroller General of the Republic, the Ombudsman and Magistrate of the Electoral Court are also appointed. And, of course, the two attorneys, all the magistrates of the Supreme Court of Justice and all and each of the administrators, sub-administrators, managers and deputy managers of the autonomous institutions. These 36 deputies also approve the general state budget, each and every one of the laws presented by the executive branch and the other public powers. Let's imagine what a budget commission means without Deputy Robinson as president, with Ernesto Cedeño in his place, or perhaps a credentials commission without Representative Pineda at the head. By the way, the Commerce Commission would have to debate any possible new mining contracts. Another function of the Credentials Commission is to hear complaints against judges of the court and against the President of the Republic himself. In other words, a coalition of 36 deputies led by Vamos would be a guarantee of having a counterweight that helps balance the country's political forces. And there's a little bit more to that which I would encourage you to read in the La Prensa. But that's it. There's our look for today. Those are some of the local stories here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you for today's programme.